and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Our topic today is virtual connections. Our entire life consists of relationships. But looking at the past few decades that brought the wonders of technology into our life, it created completely new relations, virtual relations. This is our topic today. Yael, please. Yeah. Technology opened up an entire world of virtual connections, of a new culture of relations. We have friends that we've never met. We have colleagues that we've never met. And we have very good relations, working relationships. And we know them only from emails. There is a completely new culture of relations between people. There are virtual friendships between people that encompass all of society, younger, older people, and they truly replace other kinds of relationships. Research has shown that every teenager has at least one good virtual friend. There are many opinions about it. There are those that say that the quality of a virtual relationship will never be able to replace a face-to-face relationship in which you have mutual experiences, closeness, warmth, things that you can't create through those more technological kind of systems. And there are people and professionals that say that it has great advantages. We have the ability to be in touch with people that were close and then they had to move away. And sometimes it's also very convenient to have virtual relations because it allows you many times to create relations that otherwise would have never been made. So I'd like to ask, virtual relations, is it something that connects or separates us? Look, in my lifetime, I saw relations that are non-virtual, but the way they used to be 40, 50, and 60, and 70 years ago, and people were connected in very limited circles. And radio, back then, and newspapers, this was all the media that you had. And then television started, and telephones, not in every home, and usually the communication was through mail, but the post office worked efficiently. You could write a letter in the morning, and your friend could get it in the afternoon, but you had to wait in line for 5 years to get a phone. Yeah, this is if we're talking about Israel. What I want to say by this is that the fact that we're entering a new phase in our relations, it's not that it's something preferable, unpreferable, worthwhile or not. It's not as if we design or give birth to this thing. It's incorrect. It came to life as a result of the development of people, the development of society, and it's not that it's preferable or not. We have to accept it as a fact. The only thing is that we have to know, are we using it correctly or not? How can we use it in a better, more efficient way for people, for humanity, for ourselves? But not to say that the current virtual communications, as opposed to the physical face-to-face communication, aren't good. There's nothing good or bad. Regarding our current development in today's world that's becoming round and integral, In the past, if there was something written in the newspaper about another city, I didn't care. Today, I care about what's going on in Hawaii, Indonesia, Honolulu, and so on. Why? Because it influences everyone, and people that are engaged in business, then they have to know what's happening here and there, and the stock markets, and the media lines, and international trade. We're interconnected all over the world. There's a tsunami someplace, we all feel it. A volcano explodes someplace, who knows what will happen. And we also see that nature is becoming much more comprehensive. A hurricane goes by, it impacts the entire global climate and so on. Meaning that we're becoming more and more interconnected. And therefore, obviously, the virtual relations, connections, they replace the natural, let's call it natural connections, what we used to have in the past as natural connections. And we have to see the virtual connections as something natural for our times, also in the family. Kids aren't connected to their parents the way they used to be, even if they live with them for 20 or 30 years. They don't even want to leave home that much. But from the age of 10, a child has a room of his own, even from younger age. From the age of 3 or 4, a child has a room of his own. In the past, an entire family had one room. Today, no, a 3 or 4-year-old child, he has a room of his own, and he grows up there, and here you have the parents' bedroom, and that's his room. We're even moving away from that area, which is entirely under our own control. And the virtual connections, sure, kids, they walk around with mobile phones, they're connected to their friends, girlfriends, parents, everything, they're connected by it with the entire world, they have no problem to translate something, or they speak a few languages. Besides their mother tongue, they also speak English because it's a language that everyone has to speak today. It's not considered a foreign language. And so we're in a state where the integral connection becomes a natural one, and it'll go and grow. And we see that technology is developing into states where we'll feel no limitations in this connection. I'll have my entire personal archive there, the entire human archive there, and all the different video and audio options and everything we want. Everything should be ready and set in this small box that I have in my hands that I feel comfortable with. And I walk around and as if I'm connected with the entire world limitlessly. And therefore we have to understand that this is how our current world is working. It's not the world of tomorrow, and therefore the virtual connections are the current natural connections. Can you have true friendship and a virtual connection? For sure. We have to understand this is our nature. We stop feeling through our body. I don't have to smell them or see them with my eyes. But we're reaching such an inner development that the virtual connection, of course, we're building it and everything as much as we can because we want for it to be clear and accessible, but for it to fulfill all of my needs regarding connection with other people. What's the difference? You can lie to me, you can be good or bad when we're together physically, and also when we're 1,000 miles apart. If the world's round, and everything works in a way that this kind of connection brings us closer, then what's the difference? Furthermore, I'd say that this kind of connection raises us above our bodily level, above the animate level, above the degree of our body. I used to have this friend. He was the chief examiner for people who wanted to join this very special conservatorium. So the way he used to examine them was he didn't look at them. There was this screen behind which they played, and he used to sit, and he was given a number. He didn't even know that person's name, family name, sex, race, nothing. He just listens to the music, and suppose opposite number 7, he puts a grade. I think it's good. It's good, because I'm not impressed with someone's face, color, glasses. Is he tall? Is he short? Pleasant? Unpleasant? I abstain myself from matter altogether. Material things don't matter anymore. And I think that this is the next degree of human development. And also look how in the past we used to look at how people are dressed, people's manners, how they behave with others. It's still left a bit among politicians and so on, but they too disregard it. I see it according to international summits. People come without a tie, more freestyle, and in the evening when there's a cocktail party or something, then, you know, people come with jeans and t-shirts. In the past, you know, no one used to dress that way. You had to be dressed tip-top and everything. And today, we're drawing away from external appearances. Look what's going on in international relations nowadays, how people travel from country to country, how people suddenly from Africa move to Europe, and these live there, and those live here. Meaning, we're starting to feel more and more above our bodies. And therefore, the virtual connection, it goes hand in hand with this, that we want to be internally connected in thought and desire, but not in body. And also all over the world. We're in a transitional phase, but as a result of these connections, we become integrated with each other. We pass our cultures and views to each other, even though that they're fundamentalists and there are different movements and currents and denominations that isolate themselves. But all in all, the world is headed towards a circle, towards being more round and being less connected with matter. Round meaning that on the inside we're all interconnected, and these connections, they're virtual connections. You don't connect everyone by holding each other's hands, but you connect them internally, emotionally, that they feel that they depend on each other, and therefore the virtual connection precisely corresponds that state that we're reaching. So you're saying that our next degree of development is more comprehensive, that includes all of humanity? I'm saying that you don't have to look negatively at what's going on. But what life presents us with, this is how things are. We went through a kind of primitive phase in which salespeople used to sell us whatever they wanted. And now I see that people are becoming smarter. People no longer run around shopping that much. You can't sell everyone everything anymore. What I want to say is that life itself scrutinizes what's good and what's not, and that the younger generation chooses the virtual ties, we have to agree that this is the future. Okay, so we accept this as a natural kind of development that fits humanity right now. So how do we use these ties correctly? I don't know. I'm not connected to the world virtually. I'm connected to the world in an even more advanced way. Virtually meaning through the different gadgets that everyone has. I see this as a springboard to a more inner kind of connection that you perform. Yes, without the electronic virtual gadgets, but through interconnection, we discover that this device exists inside each and every one of us, and I don't have to dial and find a connection and send or receive anything, but we can be mutually connected, unlimited by time, by the lines, by anything, and so on. So these gadgets are a transitional phase for us to become both the projecting and also the receiving device. Okay, now we're in the transitional phase. This is the situation. Can you recommend us how to use the devices that we have today in order for them to bring us to connection instead of separation? Don't worry, they'll do the work. They'll connect people because we have no choice. Also, we connect as a result of the blows. In the past, did I used to think about what's going on in Australia and Japan and different places? Today I have the Mondial. In Brazil, you have the Winter Games in Sochi, then in Canada. Everyone's all about that. The world is becoming, and it's only the beginning of the connection. Also, connection comes through wars. What can you do if we can't connect in a good way? Then we deserve to achieve the connection in a bad way. But nonetheless, it's a kind of a connection, a negative kind of connection. It's called back-to-back instead of face-to-face, but meaning in an undesirable way. But it's a kind of a connection. Because of our character, because we're not good, because we can't be nicely connected, then nature, one way or another, puts us in a connection, but in a bad kind of connection, that on the one hand we'll feel the connection, on the other hand we'll feel that it's bad, we'll feel that we have no choice, we can't get out of the connection, so we'll invert it into something good. Suppose what we, Israel, have with our neighbors, we can't cut the connection, we can't leave, they won't leave and we won't leave, so what do? We have to build good relations. How? We have no choice, we'll have to make our relations good. Only after we acknowledge that this connection is permanent, that we have no place to run to and you can't run, and afterwards we'll feel that it's not worthwhile running, but it's better to invert the connection into something good. The connection that nature is presenting us with, that we have to be connected, this is something that has to be. Only we have to change its quality. Okay, today there are many researchers that show that virtual ties create loneliness. I don't see loneliness as something bad. Just a second. One of the problematic things in this respect is that you're connected to the network, to Facebook. But, madam, I told you in the beginning of our talk, parents, today, instinctively, separate their small child from the age of two for him to have a room of his own, sleep alone. Isn't that loneliness? In the past, he used to always be in their bed, at least next to them. In the past, the entire family lived in one room. Today, every child has their own room the mother and father, they have their own room. Sometimes the parents have separate rooms. So, what are you talking about? We're living this loneliness for a very long time now. You have it in every family. If we're saying that our desire is to head towards connection, but what we see that's practically happening is that there's more and more loneliness, isolation. But I'm telling you that it's something natural that even the parents distance their children from them, that our entire process of development, yeah, this is how I see it. I don't understand why do you look at a natural process is something negative because it doesn't correspond with your theory. Because it doesn't feel good to be lonely. Why do they isolate a child? I know that my grandchild, when he was born, his parents, immediately, after a year or something, they moved his crib, his bed, to the next room. Why? For him to feel that he's on his own. He's 1 year old. Why should he feel that he's on his own, that he's alone? But this is what everyone does. So what are you complaining about? Even the mother has this natural inclination that it's better for things to be this way. Meaning today, nature awakens in a mother such a feeling, gives the mother an order to distance the child from her. It's as if supernatural. What's interesting for me to find out is we're talking about virtual connections, and today the feeling that people have on the one hand is really that you're unlimited, that you can be connected whenever, with whomever. Why is that bad? No, I'm not looking at it in terms of good or bad. I just want to understand how can we use these means in order to advance towards a place of connection. Excellent. One word. Through education. That's it. What should I teach my children in relation to the virtual communications? To connect in a good way, in a favorable way. How can they be connected favorably or have a good friendship through virtual ties? Through connection. They learn for 10, 12 years in school, even from the age of 3. We start taking care of a child's education from the age of 3. And it's not even education, it's the acquisition of knowledge, because education is something that you have to start when a child is still in his mother's womb. We have to teach him all the time how to build good relations with others. Because by that they achieve a good, nice, safe life, virtually, individually, in this life, in the spiritual life. Everything's good and convenient. It all depends on the integral education. I was born in a time when most of our relations were face-to-face. Now, my children, most of the time, they have virtual connections, and I have to teach them how to create good friendships with their friends over there virtually. Give me 2 or 3 rules or some advice how to teach them or what to tell them in order to allow them to have good virtual ties, friendships. We have to use school. It's the place where they are in body, in their natural previous connections, to create circles there, and inside these circles to teach them how to be internally connected so that afterwards they will be able to continue these inner connections virtually. The circle is the connection between these two levels, between the level in which we connect in body, where we're close to each other, and the virtual connection, where we're virtually close to each other. This is how we convey their connection from the old level to the new level. What is the principal difference between these two levels? What are they supposed to learn? Instead of the external connection, the internal one. Internal connection. That now that I'm connected with others in a circle, there I build our inner connection, where we're all interconnected and included with one another. And when I'm included with someone else, then the virtual connection is also an external connection for me. Maybe to be a bit more connected, but eventually all of us have to reach the inner connection that we create in the circles. And the virtual connection, it's just a help. It's not that we're going to be walking around with our mobiles in the future. What we have to achieve is our inner devices. You're picturing three levels here. The one is that we're connected on the bodily level. Then we sit in a circle. We create the same virtual feeling. And then the third phase, it's not the third phase. The way we're virtually connected today will help us build our inner connections. Our time's up. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. And till next time, all the best.